Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 219. So we've been personalizing Psalm 91 and we are now on Psalm 91 verse 10. 10b. Verse 10 says, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But we personalize it. So we say, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. And in the previous episode, I said the plague is what? A blow. B-L-O-W. And so we're examining Isaiah 53, which is the redemption chapter. And Isaiah 53, interesting, begins with something. Begins in this way. Verse 1. He says, who has believed our report? Hey, who has believed our report? In Isaiah's time, it was just a report. Just a report. Because Isaiah is prophesying about what will happen. What will be? What he was saying had already not taken place. Nobody understood what he was saying. Who is he talking about? Because he's going to talk about somebody who is like David, who are the root of David, and who is going to suffer so much. We're going to be astonished at how he looks. He's going to be a sin bearer. He's going to be a sickness bearer. Who is he talking about? Okay, so he's talking about the Messiah. He's talking about Jesus Christ. And it's only when Jesus came and he did what he did, later by revelation, then they all realized what he came to do. They understood what he came to do. But initially, they did not understand, why should Jesus die? Why should he be crucified? What is the use? Why did Judas Iscariot just betray him? What's happening? Some of them even ran away, went to hide because they were afraid. They thought they would be killed. You see, so Jesus came to fulfill what Isaiah said. So now I want to look at Isaiah 53 in particular, verse 4 and verse 5. Okay, and listen to what he says. And in fact, you should rather open there. Do not just listen, but open there, because this can save a life. I'm saying literally, this can save a life. Why am I saying that? You just listen to me, you understand. He said, verse 4, Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So this is talking about divine healing. Divine healing. Healing. So it's talking about the plague, the blow a man can receive. The blow a man can receive and his kidney shuts up. The blow a man can receive and his eyes, glaucoma, begins to take over the eye. A blow that a man can receive, and they said that there is a blockage in the intestine. A blow that a man can receive, sir, cancer of the lungs. A blow that a man can receive. All these things I'm mentioning, they will not happen to you. They are not for you. They are not meant for you. Listen, minus you, this is not for you at all. Okay, so now, so this is how important it is that if you could understand this, if you could understand this, you are saying bye-bye forever and ever to sickness and disease, to pain. Yes, really, truly, 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 this is what it's all about. Because it says that no plague, no blow is coming to you. No blow is coming to you. No, and also, what this means, because it's not a physical blow. Who is coming to, if I say somebody's coming to blow, won't I defend myself? But this is a blow that you do not see. It's an invisible blow. You cannot see it, but it's happening. So it means that people who have trouble in their health, they have received blows. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? People who have trouble with their health, they have received blow. Asthma is, that person suffering from asthma has received a blow. Are you getting it? Yes, that person who when is going, she's going through her menstrual cycle, everybody must know because she's vomiting, she's sick. Why should it be so? It means this person has received a blow. That person who has a tumor, something that's growing, it's a tumor. What is that? That is a blow the person received. Are you getting it? Oh, but as you are listening to this, this is immunization against any of such in Jesus' name. Bye.